4. Post-magisterial Sun Man. On normal and loyal planets, this age opens with the mortal races blended and biologically fit. There are no race or color problems. Literally all nations and races are of one blood. The brotherhood of man flourishes, and the nations are learning to live on Earth in peace and tranquility. Such a world stands on the eve of a great and culminating intellectual development. When an evolutionary world becomes thus ripe for the magisterial age, one of the high order of Avonal sons makes his appearance on a magisterial mission. The planetary prince and the material sons are of local universe origin. The magisterial son hails from paradise. When the paradise Avonals come to the mortal spheres on judicial actions, solely as dispensation adjudicators, they are never incarnated. But when they come on magisterial missions, at least the initial one, they are always incarnated, though they do not experience birth, neither do they die the death of the realm. They may live on for generations in those cases where they remain as rulers on certain planets. When their missions are concluded, they yield up their planetary lives and return to their former status of divine sonship. Each new dispensation extends the horizon of revealed religion, and the magisterial sons extend the revelation of truth to portray the affairs of the local universe and all its tributaries. After the initial visitation of a magisterial son, the races soon effect their economic liberation. The daily work required to sustain one's independence would be represented by 2.5 hours of your time. It is perfectly safe to liberate such ethical and intelligent mortals. Such refined peoples well know how to utilize leisure for self-improvement and planetary advancement. This age witnesses the further purification of the racial stocks by the restriction of reproduction among the less fit and poorly endowed individuals. The political government and social administration of the races continue to improve, self-government being fairly well established by the end of this age. By self-government, we refer to the highest type of representative government. Such worlds advance and honor only those leaders and rulers who are most fit to bear social and political responsibilities. During this epoch, the majority of the world mortals are adjuster and dwelt. But even yet, the bestowal of divine monitors is not always universal. The adjusters of fusion destiny are not yet bestowed upon all planetary mortals. It is still necessary for the will creatures to choose the mystery monitors. During the closing ages of this dispensation, society begins to return to more simplified forms of living. The complex nature of an advancing civilization is running its course, and mortals are learning to live more naturally and effectively. And this trend increases with each succeeding epoch. This is the age of the flowering of art, music, and higher learning. The physical sciences have already reached their height of development. The termination of this age, on an ideal world, witnesses the fullness of a great religious awakening, a worldwide spiritual enlightenment. And this extensive arousal of the spiritual natures of the races is the signal for the arrival of the bestowal sun and for the inauguration of the fifth mortal epoch. On many worlds it develops that the planet is not made ready for a bestowal sun by one magisterial mission. In that event, there will be a second, even a succession of magisterial sons, each of whom will advance the races from one dispensation to another until the planet is made ready for the gift of the bestowal sun. On the second and subsequent missions, the magisterial sons may or may not be incarnated. But no matter how many magisterial sons may appear, and they may also come as such after the bestowal sun, The advent of each one marks the end of one dispensation and the beginning of another. These dispensations of the magisterial suns cover anywhere from 25,000 to 50,000 years of Urantia time. Sometimes such an epoch is much shorter and in rare instances even longer. But in the fullness of time one of these same magisterial suns will be born as the Paradise Bestowal Sun.